On this edition of USU Extension's Ask an Expert, 7 tips for container gardens that thrill, fill, and spill. Container gardening has become popular as planting areas in the landscape have become smaller. Some containers are used to grow vegetables or specimen shrubs, while others display a beautiful splash of color. For thrilling container gardens, consider these tips. Containers need large enough drainage holes in the bottom to prevent soil from clogging the hole while still promoting proper drainage. If the drainage hole is too large, soil will leak through the bottom each time the container is watered. Prevent this problem by placing a large rock or solid object over the hole. This allows water to drain around it and keeps the soil in place. Planters must be large enough to accommodate the root system of the plants. As a general rule, any pot 8 inches or smaller in diameter will only hold small plants. Most annual or perennial containers should be a minimum of 8 to 10 inches in diameter, and large pots are more desirable. There's an art to designing annual containers, often referred to as thrill, fill, and spill. This refers to the principle of placing an upright plant in the center of the container that thrills the eye and draws attention. Next, the planter is filled with an accenting color, and finally, one or two plants are placed to spill over the sides to soften the appearance and extend the color. The spike dracaena is commonly used as a center thrill for plants. However, many other plants work equally well to catch the eye. Some include red fountain grass, snapdragons, geraniums, salvia, coleus, and dahlias. These plants reach a height of 8 inches or more and stand out in a crowd of annuals. There are a number of good choices for filling a container with annuals. The most important consideration is to select flowers and colors that you like. Next, keep in mind that they should not overpower the plant used to thrill nor hide the plants that spill. A critical component to the container is the soil. It should hold water but also drain. A number of good potting soils are available at local nurseries and garden centers. Along with the proper soil, it's important to provide the plants with sufficient fertilizer. Explore more gardening tips at extension.usu.edu/yardandgarden.